The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. CEJ to host National Climate Environment Justice Rally. ZCLU demands arrest over torture and murder of Enoch Simfukwe. In international headlines, US strikes deportation deals with Honduras and Uganda. And in sports, Vaz tells Chipolopolo players to reflect on the Chan tournament. And now the news in detail. The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has announced plans to host the Climate and Environment Justice Rally 2025. The event is described as national mobilization for a fair, inclusive and urgent response to the environmental crisis already reshaping lives across the country. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalomape states that the rally will take place on the 10th of October 2025 at Woodland Stadium in Lusaka. She says the rally will be held under the theme, Unifying Justice Has No Borders, United for a Greener Tomorrow.
Friends of the environment, our partners, and indeed the public, I am honored to speak to you today as Executive Director of the Center for Environment Justice to officially announce the Climate and Environment Justice Rally 2025, a national call to action for a fair, inclusive, and urgent response to the environmental crisis that is already reshaping lives across Zambia. The rally will take place on the 10th October 2025 at the Woodland Stadium, Lusaka, under the theme, Justice Has No Borders, United for a Greener Tomorrow. Why this rally and why now? Zambia is facing escalating climate and environmental threats, from prolonged droughts and erratic rainfall to flash floods, deforestation and water scarcity.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has condemned the brutal torture and murder of Enoch Simfukwe. Simfukwe's body was discovered at a farm in Chisamba, allegedly owned by Maria Zulumeth and Nathaniel Chinyere-Mary Bathram. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union Acting Deputy Executive Director Derek Chekwe criticized the Zambia Police Service for its response. He says the police public statement appeared to blame the deceased victim instead of pursuing justice. Mr. Derek Chekwe says it was unacceptable that the law enforcement exists to protect life and uphold justice, not to excuse, sanitize or shield those implicated in heinous crimes.
The Zambia police must stop blaming the dead and start arresting the killers of Enoch Simfukwe. No alleged offense justifies the torture, ropes and killing. Enoch Simfukwe was murdered, plain and simple. If the police fail to act, they are telling communities that mob justice is acceptable. That is a recipe for lawlessness. Ordinary Zambians rot in detention for petty crimes, yet the powerful walk free after murder. This is not the justice system our people deserve. Profiles must not matter. Whether rich or poor, farm owner or farm worker, every Zambian must face the law equally. We demand the arrest of all perpetrators and accomplices without fear, favor, or selective justice.
Absa Bank Zambia Head Marketing and Corporate Affairs, Mato Shimabale, has announced that the registration for the 7th edition of the ABSA Marathon officially closed. In a statement, Mr. Shimabale says they have successfully reached the 7,000 participation milestone. He says 600,000 Kwacha prize pool is the offer and expanded categories rewarding more winners than ever. The 2025 ABSA Marathon promises world-class performance and unforgettable moments. This year's marathon, set for Saturday, 6th September 2025, at the Lusaka Showgrounds Men Arena, will feature runners from Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, Ethiopia, Bangladesh, China, France, and the United Kingdom, positioning Zambia as a growing hub of sports, tourism, and international competition.
We are delighted to confirm that the ABSA Marathon is now fully subscribed, and our target was to register 7,000 participants, and that was achieved a few days ago, and we're truly thankful to all local international participants who registered for the marathon. This is an increase from last year's total participation of 6,500, and it's nice to see that Zambians are embracing fitness and health as an integral part of their well-being and lifestyle. And we're also seeing the benefits of the ABSA Marathon being a World Athletics Certified Marathon, because we're seeing registrations from far-off places such as Bangladesh, China, UK, Italy, France, and also the sub-region.
Western Province UPND Media Team Coordinator Spooky Mulema says a good road network is vital in the transportation of people, goods and services. Speaking to One Love Radio, Mr. Mulema says President Hage Hichilema has made good on his campaign promises, especially on a good road network in the country. He says the signing of the contract for the long-awaited Katunda Lukulu Watopa Mumbezi Road is indeed a milestone, as it is a road that has been used as a political dangling carrot by previous administrations during election campaigns to get votes but never attended to.
This has also exposed and shamed his critics, whose only political song, day in, day out, it is to mislead the nation that President Hage Hichilema does not fulfill his campaign promises, when in fact he does fulfill his campaign promises. Western Province, which was for a long time neglected, as it is a far-flung rural province and not along the line of rail, is now getting a fair share of the national cake in terms of getting the roads worked on, particularly the Mongo Lusaka Road, which was in deplorable state for many years. Yet this is an important economic road, but never attended to by previous administrations.
Just now we took a break, to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
International news. The U.S. has reached bilateral deportation agreements with Honduras and Uganda as part of its crackdown on illegal immigration, according to documents obtained by the British Broadcasting Corporation U.S. partner CBS. Uganda has agreed to take an unclear number of African and Asian migrants who had claimed asylum on the U.S.-Mexico border, while Honduras will receive several hundred deported people from Spanish-speaking countries. The move is part of an attempt by Donald Trump's administration to get more countries to accept deported migrants who are not their own citizens. Human rights campaigners have condemned the policy, saying migrants face the risk of being sent to countries where they could be harmed. Under the agreement, Uganda has agreed to accept deported migrants as long as they do not have criminal histories, but it's unclear